Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio,
and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, what a beautiful Saturday afternoon it is here right here in Southern Arizona, and what better place to celebrate this great weather, this great season, this great spirit that is the Sonoran Desert. We're broadcasting live right here, right now, at Wildflower American Cuisine on the southwest corner of Ina and Oracle in the Casas Adobas Plaza. Come on out. You know, it's happy hour all the way up until 6 o'clock tonight, which means we got a whole menu full of snacks for only $5 a plate. We've got select beers, wines, and cocktails ranging from $3 all the way up to $5. We've got people here that celebrate service with a smile. Come on over here and join the party now at Wildflower American Cuisine. Now, of course, as we celebrate the season, the holiday, the celebration, we have our celebrity co-host coming back on the show. He hasn't been with us for a while, but this is my favorite time to have him on because this season is such a busy season for Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. And here he is, proprietor Tom Alfonso is in the house. Tom,
Hi, how are you? Good. How are you?
Nice to see you. I mean, look, could it get any better than this?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I was talking to somebody the other day that just recently moved to Tucson, and they're like, you could really miss Christmas in Tucson.
I mean, here we are.
Yes.
Broadcasting al fresco. The drinks are on their way, and I just say, you know, it's a great time to call ourselves Southern Arizona.
It is. The weather is just beautiful. Sitting on this patio is really great. It's really nice.
And we also have sitting here right at the table with us our groupies extraordinaires, Barb and Scott Wood are in the house, everybody. Fantastic. Always love seeing them here raising a glass with the Woods. It should be a part of anybody's bucket list, frankly.
Exactly.
Think about it that way. But anyway, so over there at Alfonso, of course, we got to know you from your original location there over at St. Phillips Plaza.
Correct.
River and Campbell. But here we are at Oracle and Ina, and we're not too far away from number two.
Just one block up the road here at McGee, Oracle and McGee in the southwest corner. It's our second location. Coming up, I'm being there at 3 years. We're at that location three years.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So you can meet and serve the olive oil and balsamic needs of people really all over the community now.
Exactly. So, you know, St. Phillips store pulls from, you know, Central, East Side, Foothills, and the store up here on the northwest side. We get a lot of northwest and far northwest customers also.
I love it. Of course, when we're talking about olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, it's all about fresh. Fresh makes the difference.
That makes the difference. That's our motto, and that's what we follow. We rotate every 6 months between northern and southern hemisphere. We're should be in another 10 days or so getting our northern hemisphere oils in.
Oh, great.
And we'll have some nice California oils, some Spanish, Portugal. Got some really good lineups coming in.
So 10 more days to hang out in the southern hemisphere.
Exactly.
Which is
a great lineup.
Let me tell you something. Nancy and I were in there last weekend, and we actually bought a bottle of the Don Carlo. I mean, probably in my top three olive oils now, Tom.
Yes, it is a very limited edition. We only have a little bit left, so if you want more, you better get in and get it.
Get in there. Okay, this is a vibrant tomato, intense pepper, an aroma of almost like freshly mown grass.
Exactly.
And we're talking olive oil.
And it's a variety that the producer came up with, and so they named it the Don Carlo Olive. You know, it's a variety.
Right.
It's a limited variety, and it is a great olive oil. It's a nice, robust oil. Polyphenols, 556, which is very high.
That's my kind of oil.
Exactly. So you get that really nice peppery finish to it.
And it's that gentle burn. And people say, well, you know, is it bad? Is it turned? That's what we want.
Right.
That's what we're looking for, a high quality, fresh, extra virgin olive oil on that sort of that robustness on that single varietal side is going to give you a little bit of that tickle.
That's right. That nice bitterness at the end is really what you want.
We're going to be talking about balsamics here in a minute, but Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
It is.
And I always want to have you on the show around this time of year, as I said, because you always have these wonderful imaginative pairing suggestions.
Yes.
So when you're thinking about the Thanksgiving bounty, the Thanksgiving table, what role does a great olive oil and a great aged balsamic play?
Well, it plays plays a great role. You know, you can make a salad dressing, of course, but if you're going to do some the potatoes,
yeah.
You could use a balsamic.
Oh.
The rub your turkey down with the Herbes de Provence olive oil before you roast it.
Oh, my gosh.
And that adds a really nice flavor to the turkey.
So it's almost like one-stop shopping. So you don't
right.
have to sit there and pull all these seasonings together, raid the pantry
exactly.
of all the seasonings. You've got a great Herbes de Provence infused
olive oil. Right.
Rub the turkey with
rub
that.
Rub the turkey
gorgeous.
With it. Rub it inside the turkey, and it adds such a nice flavor to it. You'd be amazed.
Okay. So, and you've got these oils in stock right now
in
at both
stock.
Locations at Alfonso.
Yes, yes. Cinnamon pear balsamic on your yams.
Cinnamon pear balsamic vinegar on your yams.
Exactly.
See, that's how Tom Alfonso rolls. I mean, everyone's oohing and eyeing here on the patio at Wildflower.
Right. So, I mean, you know, you got to think outside the box.
Right.
That's what we tell our customers all the time.
And
just think outside the box.
And we want our listeners to go see Tom and Nancy Alfonso at both of their locations. Again, mm-hmm. come on in. Really take a flight tasting. Try until the excitement becomes overwhelming,
exactly.
and then you buy.
Right.
But you could just really kind of make an event out of it. Taste
you
the
can.
Vinegars, taste the oils, get an mm-hmm. idea for how they work together on the palate, and then leave with the case.
Right. And we have some pairing sheets. I'll give you some suggestions which oil and balsamic go good together. So it helps, you know, we'll help you pair something great. You could tell us what your meal plan is, and we'll try to help you put something together for
great.
It. So
take a look at the website too before you go shopping, just to get a sense of the really the magnitude of product that you
Definitely.
Have. Website address, Tom?
AlfonsoOliveOil.com. So it's www.AlfonsoOliveOil.com.
Great. We're talking to Tom Alfonso. He's our celebrity co-host for the entire hour for this live broadcast at Wildflower American Cuisine. Now, Tom, we have just about another minute before
uh-huh.
we go to our first commercial break. Talked a lot about great fresh olive oils. When we're talking about balsamic vinegars, it's all in the aging,
it
right?
It is. It's all in the aging process. We have a really nice traditional 18-year-old balsamic, and all of our balsamics are from Modena, Italy. To be a true balsamic, it has to come from Modena, Italy.
Exactly.
And be aged a minimum of 12 years. But our 18-year-old traditional, and hopefully in about 2 weeks, we're going to have a nice another one.
Oh.
That's a traditional style, but
oh.
it's a little thicker and a little sweeter.
Are we breaking news here, Tom?
We are breaking news.
We
yes.
have a higher viscosity on this balsamic.
We are going to. Yes.
I think that's
so
absolutely gorgeous.
It's going to be good.
And when you sip
so.
A wonderful balsamic, it's like sipping a fine wine.
It is.
It really is.
It's almost a dessert. You know, it's an aperitif. I mean, in Italy, they use them as aperitifs.
Yes.
And,
Nancy actually drizzles it on. Oh, we have some blueberry balsamic that we got.
Nice.
Drizzles it over some vanilla ice cream with some fresh fruit.
Definitely.
Balsamic vinegar as part
balsamic,
of the dessert.
And you know, Matt, try the Don Carlo on some vanilla ice cream and you'll be amazed.
Okay. Normally I would say, what?
What?
But I have never questioned you before.
No. Nope.
I always follow your lead. But anyway, Tom Alfonso, okay. thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to our good friend Scott Safford from Tap and Bottle. He's got a barrel-aged beer party coming up next
Whoa.
Week that you don't want to miss. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
Hey, fellow foodies, what's that aroma in the air? It's the fragrance of fall, which means the great pumpkins have finally arrived. And no one celebrates pumpkin season like the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Try their award-winning waffle with spiced pumpkin seeds and bacon, or their pumpkin chili for those who prefer their pumpkin on the savory side. It's loaded with fresh veggies with just a kiss of pumpkin spice. and the girls got you covered for all your holiday dining and entertaining needs. I'm talking pumpkin pies, pumpkin breads, pumpkin cinnamon rolls, pumpkin cream cheese logs. It's a veritable pumpkin palooza. Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. for breakfast, brunch, and lunch. Look for them on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill, or give them a call to place your holiday order. 408-9000. That's 408-9000.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another happy hour here at Wildflower American Cuisine. Of course, the flagship Fox restaurant, the very first in the Fox story, southwest corner of Ina and Oracle in the Casas Adobas Plaza, here with my celebrity co-host, Tom Alfonso. Now, Tom, I want you to just look over your left shoulder a little bit and look at the majestic Santa Catalina Mountains. They're pink.
Beautiful.
And what do they say? What do we say when the mountains are pink?
It's time to drink.
And what a great coincidence and what a great segue that is, because we've got a guy who, I guess you could say that he drinks or makes his living, making sure that everybody is appropriately libated all the time. He's from one of our favorite places, Tap and Bottle, our good friend Scott Sabert. Scott, how are you?
Good, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, we couldn't talk about barrel-aged beers without you, Scott, because you guys know your wood, right? I mean, there's a wisdom in the wood. You guys celebrate what wood brings to beers, and you actually, down there at Tap and Bottle, have an event coming up, I think next week, called the Barrel Down Barrel-Aged Beer Party. Say
nice.
That three times fast.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So anyway, tell us about it. What do you guys got up your sleeves this year?
So Wednesday, November 23rd, we're opening at noon. We're going to have Goose Island beers on draft. We're going to have six different Bourbon County variants.
Oh, my goodness.
And also a couple of sours, which are wood-aged as well.
Right.
So we have a couple that are really special. We have some 2014 vanilla rye.
Oh my goodness.
Is 2 years old. Vanilla rye, probably one of the last kegs in Arizona.
Oh.
And we're not going to see this again.
Yeah. Now, you're talking to 10 million people right now, so there's going to be a line. I think the line has already started now down there at Tap and Bottle. You know, talk about, you can't do a barrel-aged beer conversation without Goose Island. I mean, those guys are winners.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 4 years now, and it's growing every year. We're really excited about the draft event. This is the most draft we've had on that Wednesday. And we're a little special. We get to tap the 2016 variants two days early. Normally, you want to wait till Black Friday on those.
Right.
So we're tapping the regular Bourbon County brand stout as well as the barley wine 2016, along with 2015, 2014, and then the vanilla rye, like we said, and the coffee from 2014.
Oh, my gosh. So can you do, like, a flight of these, Scott?
Yeah.
I would love to be able to taste the different variances, the different vintages, if you will, right alongside one another.
So with those six, we also have Lolita 2016 and Juliet, which are their sour, fruited sours. So there's eight beers total from Goose Island. You can do two flights to do all eight. You could do mix and match. It's going to be a blast.
Nice.
I want to do like a balsamic flight tasting and then a bourbon barrel aged beer tasting. I mean, the complimentary opportunities are immense. Now, in addition to the drafts, then, it sounds like you're going to be tapping into some beers that you're just not going to be able to find anywhere else at this time of the year. Are you actually going to be featuring some of the bottles as well?
Yeah, so the official bottle release is always Black Friday.
Right.
We're opening at 10 a.m., so everybody's off work. They can line up. We're going to have coffee and donuts outside if you're waiting in line.
Mm.
Complimentary.
Oh, very
hanging
nice.
Out. We have gotten the most bottles we've ever gotten. It's scary. My basement is filled with Bourbon County bottles right now.
How unfortunate for you, Scott Safford.
It was a big check to write a couple days ago on that delivery. We have some boxes that were kind of assembling for purchase on site, but pre-formed boxes. The big two that we have is we have some 2015 rare bottles, which was released last year. We didn't get those last year, and they actually got some to us this year, as well as the Regal Rye 2015.
Oh, my gosh. Nice. So these are extraordinary brews. Now, what is it that you love about the barrel aging? What does the wood really bring to a beer that you think is just completely unmatched, Scott?
What I love about it is, like, it brings that kind of spirit and whiskey and bourbon drinker into the beer fold.
Mm. It's like a shot and a beer in one sip.
Yeah, everybody's used to, you know,
multitasking.
Like light lagers. This is the complete opposite. We're talking 13%, 14%, 15% ABV. heavy wood, heavy bourbon flavors.
15%, Scott? Did I hear you say that?
14, actually, we're going to have... 15? On Friday, we're going to have Uncle Jacob's 2015 Stout from Avery on draft with the bottle release. It's a 17%.
17? Look at my wife. Her mouth is agape, Scott Safford. Okay, now, there are no holds. First come, first serve. You got to get in. There could very well be a line. You know, coffee, donuts, everything.
Yeah.
But remain in the story. Remain in the space. Remain in the mix. Remain in the line. And when you come into those open arms of the Safford family, you will thank yourself. So, again, it starts on November the 23rd, which is next Wednesday. Yeah. And you said you're opening up at?
We're going to open at noon that day.
At noon that day. Okay.
So get your shopping done early. Get the turkey. Mm-hmm. Brined.
Yeah, yes.
Come drink some barrel-aged beer.
Oh, my goodness. And then nice. What's happening? There's a two-day thing now, and you're going to be doing it again on
Friday. Friday is the bottle release, and then we're also doing some barrel-aged North Coast Old Rasputin, 2015 barley wine from Hangar 24.
That's a gorgeous selection.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous.
A barrel-aged pumpkin sour beer from Almanac as well.
You like them? Nice. What we're doing with pumpkins, that the sort of the seasonal sudsy squash that we celebrate this time of year. Are you a big pumpkin head, Scott?
I've kind of moved on from pumpkins, but I think there's still a few gems out there.
Yeah.
I think it was overkilled the last few years.
Yeah.
There's pumpkin toothpaste, right?
That's right. With clove and cinnamon. Isn't that lovely?
So, but this one's special. It's actually sour, and it takes a different take on that pumpkin fall kind of take on beer.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. We want to remind all of our listeners again, the Barrel Down Barrel Aged Beer Party is happening starting at noon on November the 23rd at Tap and Bottle. Scott Safford, remind all of our listeners, I could not imagine there is anyone within earshot of my voice that has not been to Tap and Bottle, but let's just pretend. Where are you guys located?
We're at 6th Ave and 7th Street, right on the corner next to Exo Coffee, right across the street from Miller Surplus.
Beautiful. Is Katie still working behind the bar?
She's yes.
She's one of our heroes. Yeah. Absolutely one of our heroes.
I love Katie.
Yeah, she is service with a smile to the nth degree. But anyway, go give Rebecca a huge hug for us. Hug that, your beautiful family. And we will certainly make plans to see you down at Tap and Bottle. Again, November the 23rd, starting at noon. And again on Black Friday. Remember, Saturday also is Small Business Saturday.
That's right.
And we want to make sure that all of our listeners support local. Scott Safford with Tap and Bottle. Thanks so much, man. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Matt.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be moving from beer to whiskey because General Manager here at Wildflower, Ricky Anderson, knows a thing or two about whiskeys he wants us to know. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I think that fall is one of the most delicious seasons of the year. So please join me in celebrating the flavors of fall at a restaurant that takes this season seriously. Commoner & Co. Start with a bruleed blue cheese tart with a ginger snap crust, or a fall harvest salad with a bounty of butternut squash, red apples, and spiced pumpkin seeds. And then warm your soul with a bowl of rigatoni bolognese with Wagyu beef, mozzarella curd, and ricotta. You'll also enjoy a number of other dishes that represent the year's harvest, as well as some fun fall cocktails that are being shaken and stirred even as I speak, like right now. And on Mondays, all season long, it's half off all bottles of wine. Fall is officially in season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there.
Hey, fellow foodies, it's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Philip's Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You are listening to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. We are live from the patio, the alfresco deliciousness of Wildflower, American cuisine, of course, southwest corner of Ina and Oracle in Casas Adobes Plaza, with our celebrity co-host for the full hour from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics.
Yes.
My brother Tom Alfonso, having a great time.
Having a great time, yes.
And it's still happy hour all the way up
it
until
is.
6 o'clock tonight.
I see that.
We have great plates for $5. We got select beers, wines, and cocktails ranging from $3 to $5. And again, no better place to be than where we are seated right now.
Exactly. And beautiful view. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Just
come
spectacular. And now our next guest actually gets to come here every day and call it work. I mean,
uh-oh,
he gets to see that view. He gets to hear the shaking behind the bar. He gets to gaze upon that exhibition kitchen with pride. And he is a guy that really is the anchor. He is the fortress, the flagship, the foundation of Wildflower American cuisine. Our very good friend, General Manager Ricky Boom Anderson. What's happening, Ricky?
Well, first off, I appreciate that introduction. Thank you. And it's too Matty Ice. I like the Ricky Boom, man, for sure.
Right.
We've known each other for years now, and that's our nickname. So I'm gonna embrace that, man.
All right,
like
man.
That.
From awesome. From Matty Ice to Boom, man.
To Boom.
I tell you what. Hey, always good to see you, man.
It's
I mean,
good
you,
to you.
Your smile and your spirit just are so magnificent. And whenever we come down the steps there onto the patio, it's just you always look so happy to see us.
I love it. Well, you know, I've been like I'm waiting at that front door for you this every night. So I'm waiting for Matty Ice to show up, man. So I'm glad you're here.
Well,
so
I tell you what. Last time I was here, you know, we did a little whiskey tasting. And
yep.
I looked at your whiskey selection, and I was very intrigued because, you know, of course, you know, there's places that have 500 different kinds of whiskeys, and there are places that only carry the basic, you know, the Jim, the Jack, and such. You have kind of an interesting, almost like intentionally curated list of some tried and trues, but you also have some rare whiskeys that, frankly, I've never seen anywhere else. Talk to us a little bit about how you've put together this whiskey offering here at Waffle House.
Yeah, well, so, you know, Browns have been getting really popular over the last few years. Everybody's getting into it, getting behind it. You know, as far as FRC, we've been now working with a lot of these, you know, distilleries, and where we're being unique and being creative and bringing our own that's only exclusive to FRC alone. So, you know, with that mindset, you know, that's when I'm talking to all our reps and bringing in cool product and stuff like that. You know, Regan, Jasper, Matt Snap, who's our beverage director, he, you know, both those guys have come together and they've shown me ways to, you know, find cool stuff and bring it in the building. So, you know, right now, you know, looking at those cubicles over the last few years, I mean, it's grown. It's, you know, the small production stuff, the handcrafted stuff, you know, that's what I reach for, because at the end of the day, you know, I've told you, my Willett's like my go-to for sure.
That's right.
But, you know, just over the years, just tasting all this stuff, I mean, there's just more and more, and there's just really cool stuff coming out there. So, you know, ones that we brought that I'm very excited, and all my staff, they get behind it too, is our Orphan Barrels. So, you know, there's some stuff here that nobody else has, so Lost Profit. And I always call somebody out. I'm like, if you can find that bottle anywhere, I mean, I will literally give you $100 on my own pocket. I doubt you can, though. But,
okay, now we're yeah. We've got a lot of people that are
yeah,
going to take
I,
up
I
on that.
Yeah, I just thought of that, too. I was looking at my staff, so everyone listening to this.
Pull out the bracket.
Yeah, right, I'll have a hundo there sitting in my pocket, though. But
what do you love about that Orphan Barrel line? What speaks to you from that product?
Well, one is Barter House, and Barter House is one of the unique ones. It's kind of one of the original ones with where they brought that one in. It's a 20-year, and that one's pretty cool, and it actually is dear to me because I also, on the label, there's this cool, unique business fox, and I actually have that tattooed on my forearm now, and I was inspired by that.
Okay,
so
now that's what
I have it right there.
That's what I call brand loyalty.
So I'm brand loyal, so I'm not going to go anywhere with that. But, you know, I was disheartened. I was a little hurt because I just found out that they're not carrying Barter House. They're the state of Arizona. We can't even – I just literally have one bottle hiding right now. So it's starting to get, you know, more rare, and it's getting less and less. So,
wow.
But there's Rhetoric 21 and 22 that we have here, which are phenomenal. We also have Forge Oak, which is a 15-year. So that's kind of the introduction one. And then we have Gifted Horse, which was kind of a mistake from Orphan Barrel, where
that's what they, you were telling me. Yeah,
yeah. They what they did is they ended up putting a 15-year, mixed it in with a 2-year, and it just, I mean, it burns your esophagus. But you put it on the rocks, and you know, give it a couple years,
slow
it's going to be.
Yeah,
it's a very slow. slow sipper, yep. And then the last one's Lost Prophet, which is just absolutely mind-blowing. And even, too, where we have these price points on these orphan barrels, you know, they range from 20 to 28 bucks for, you know, our pours. So it's well worth it. If you're a big, you know, bourbon person, please, you know, we got them on display. We have Pappy Van Winkle, 12-year.
You got and Pappy here?
I got Pappy in the building
well,
right
now. Well, not for long.
So,
no, but, see, here they come.
Here they come. That's right. So that one, you know, that's always amazing and delicious. And then we try and stick with the locals, too. So, you know, Del Bac, right. We're a huge supporter. We also have Copper City, which is a Copper City bourbon out of Arizona Distillery. So yeah. They're based out of Phoenix.
Right.
They got a couple cool stuff. We have this one, Park City. And then we also have this one called Desert Durham, which is kind of it's a small crafted, it's a little tiny bottle, really small stuff, and that one's killer as well. But other than that, you know, I just kind of look out for if I had to put a label, like the cool, unique, hipster browns, you know, and that's kind of, you know, what our cubicles are and you know, here at the restaurant. So, nice. Yeah. And then even, too, we have that collaboration with American Prairie, so High West.
Right.
So
yep.
We have that in our Park City Old Fashioned. That's an amazing drink.
Which is the cocktail that I just ordered.
And you just
ordered
it.
During the commercial break. Oh, I'm excited to try
that
one.
That's right.
Yep.
We got the Le Chardel cherry in there, and it is just amazing. It's a delicious drink. And then even too with FRC, I was happy to work with Regan and Matt, and we ended up bringing in a FRC exclusive, from High West, which is, it's actually a double rye, and, it's absolutely phenomenal. You can only get at the Culinary Dropouts, which are, you know, Phoenix. We just opened one up in Austin. One will be coming to Tucson.
Yes,
the date is coming very close. So next year, 2017, we're excited. But for right now, you can only get it at, you know, those restaurants. And, I happen to work my magic and get a bottle here. So,
well, nice. You know, all of our listeners are going to get over here and watch Ricky work his magic. He does it all around the clock. Come try some of these wonderful whiskeys. Anyway, Ricky Anderson, we're going to take a quick news break and thanks to sponsors, but thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
On the other side of the news, we're talking to Chef Kevin Hans. Don't go away, fellow foodies. We will be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads, all made with the freshest of ingredients and house-made dressings. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You are listening to On the Menu Live, and it is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Wildflower. Again, the very first Fox restaurant here with my celebrity co-host, Tom Alfonso. Now, Tom, there are, I think, 15 different Fox concepts.
Yes.
Spread all across, I think, 50 different locations nationwide, and we are sitting at the very place where the story started.
Yes, they've been here a long time.
I think, I was saying, 1997, 1998, somewhere around there.
Right.
And what a privilege it is to just come here and just kind of renew our love affair with this great story.
Yes.
And speaking of love affairs, I've had a love affair with our next guest ever since the time that I put my eyes on him. He's one of these chefs that just has such a buzz for life, a buzz for living, and he just buzzes. That's what he does. And is the executive chef here at Wildflower, my good friend, Chef Kevin Hand. Chef!
Wow, Matt, I couldn't believe that kind of welcome. That's wonderful.
I mean, seriously, man, whenever I'm sitting up at the bar, I mean, look, it'll be like a Friday night. I love this exhibition kitchen. You know, the place is just busy. It's rocking. It's this gym. The vibe here is so much fun. Last time I was here, I was literally sitting at the bar, and I feel this tap on my shoulder, and it's Kevin Hand. And I looks like, dude, you guys are super busy. You're stepping out of the kitchen to say hi to me.
Nice.
Hey, when you're a stud in your own environment, it's a great thing. You know what I mean? It's just a wonderful thing.
Well, thanks for hosting us here today. Always so much fun coming out to Wildflower. And, you know, for any of our guests that might not sort of know the story, you know, we talk about American cuisine. Wildflower, American cuisine. What story does Wildflower tell at the center of the plate?
Well, you know, with Wildflower, we focus on that American cuisine with the European and Eastern influences.
Right.
So we have a couple of the Asian dishes with us, like a sesame shrimp that has the egg noodle, the sweet and sour sauce and stuff like that. And then we also have, you know, our European influences like, you know, an agnolotti or ravioli. And we just try to keep it also an American. And if you ask me, any place that thinks that they're an American restaurant, really, they're just an everybody restaurant. They've adapted something from somewhere, and they've turned it into their own.
Right.
So
I love that. And so when we're thinking about kind of seasonally shifting things, I mean, as I've said on the show all the time, when I think about the season for me that represents the most delicious opportunity, I love fall. You know, and I, you know, summer, we're sort of eating lighter, we're eating brighter, but when we move into fall, that sort of changes the experience at the center of the plate, right? What do we think about when we're thinking fall celebration here at Wildflower?
Well, you know, at Wildflower, when we think about fall, we are definitely thinking about the squashes, the winter and fall squashes, the butternuts, the pumpkins, and stuff like that. And of course, the Brussels sprouts. You won't believe, you meet a lot of people in your life that go, oh, Brussels sprouts, I don't eat them. But yet we sell 50 pounds almost a day, it seems like. I can't believe how much Brussels sprouts we sell and for everybody to tell me that they hate them.
Right.
You know, I don't understand it.
It's funny. Right, I do Brussels at home. And, of course, Tom, you've seen the pictures.
Yes.
You know, I do it with Alfonso olive oil. Now, speaking of squash, didn't we have a butternut squash olive oil or seed oil.
Yes.
That was gorgeous. Yes. And that's the beautiful flavor of fall
nice.
As well.
And it's great on butternut squash, great on butternut squash raviolis, really good on raviolis. You know, so yeah, it's even Brussels sprouts, the fig balsamic on Brussels sprouts.
Fig balsamic. All right, see, if
you know,
the chef is
taking notes. I'm getting a lot of people to eat Brussels sprouts because they come in our store and I mention that and they're like, ooh, I don't eat Brussels sprouts. I said, just try it.
It's such a shame, isn't it?
It is.
We talked about that exhibition kitchen. It always looks like you guys are having so much fun back there when you were. Now, so let's give some props to your team back there. How many folks do you have there at the back of the house?
Currently today, I've got six guys back there.
Six guys.
You know, we like to always make sure that there's just enough to keep you guys keep coming back. You know, if there's not enough, then it's not entertaining. It just looks like a rat show. You know? with just enough guys, we make it look very sympathy. I need my sympathy right now. Please give it to me.
But yeah, it's almost like dinner to show watching you guys work. And I think I mentioned these two right after the first time that you and I met. You know, watching you and your team work, it's funny because it's almost like few words are spoken. But your team knows by just like a wink or a nod or a gesture, you communicate with this great body language, and everybody knows exactly what you're saying without even saying a word.
We have to do that. Could you imagine sitting next to us and you just hear us talk all night long? You'd get annoyed. Hey, I'm trying to have a glass of wine right here, and I can't stand the way that this guy's talking over here. So it's you have to be able to communicate well, and you have to be able to flow next to your partner really well. Otherwise, you're always just bumping elbows, and it's an ugly show again.
So what does it mean to you, Chef Kevin Hance? I mean, you are the executive chef at the very first Fox restaurant, the restaurant that started it all. A lot of people would call it the foundation of the company. A lot of people would call it the flagship of the company. Talk to me about what it must be like to be the executive chef at the place that started the whole thing.
Well, you know, I've been here for I've been with the company for 5 years now, and in the 5 years, to be able to come to the original restaurant and to be trusted to do what we
right.
do here,
yes.
and to know that I've got the backing of Sam himself to come over here and just do what we do, it's a beautiful thing, and it shows a lot about how much they trust in me and how much they trust in my character to be able to pick a great staff and have a wonderful team. You know?
I love nice. It. You've been here for you've been with Fox for 5 years.
I've been with Fox for 5 years.
And so where were you 5 years ago, before you started at Fox?
Before I started at Fox, I was with Primo at Marriott.
Oh, great.
I was at Lodge in the Desert with Ryan Clark.
No kidding.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Ryan and I have worked together since the days of Fuego. Brandon Dillon, Ryan, myself, we've had a pretty good run together. I try to stay in contact with those guys, but as we split apart, you know, we're not talking every day anymore,
but we're
still, you know, still noshing around with each other, and it's a good thing.
Some of the best in the business. Now, do you actually work at Fuego?
Yeah. Yes. So that's where I first started in a kitchen. That's my first restaurant working with the Zeman.
Is that nobody? What was it like working with Alan Zeman? This is a family show. This is live now. There's no delay.
When I went to Fuego, that was when Gordon Ramsay was first popular Channel 11, whatever his show was. I forget, it was Hell's Kitchen or whatever it was. And so Zeman had the nickname Screaming Zeman, you know, or the Tucson Gordon Ramsay. So and he lived up to it. But I have a lot of respect for that guy. He's taught me a lot. I still do things that he's taught me 10 years ago today.
He's going to love hearing you say that. And he listens to the show all the time.
Well, that's great.
He actually comes on the show several times a year, especially as we're getting ready for the big rib event that the two of us judge every year up in Reno.
Oh.
A lot of fun. So,
do you have an extra plane ticket for that?
Well, you know, I'll be looking into that. I might need security detail. And you're going to be my guy, Chef Kevin Hance. So you really have experienced various brands, various ideas, various stories on the culinary scene. Where did your first love affair with food come from? I mean, this is going all the way back to being a kid at mama's side, making pancakes on Sunday.
You're going to say it's cheesy, but yes, it's with my mom.
Right on. It's not cheesy at all.
No,
hey,
no.
When I was younger, my mom said I flipped an egg at a very young age. I'm not really sure if I could believe her or not. I don't remember.
Right.
But listening to her describe to me about how I would tell family members that the care and the what it took to make the dishes that we were making. She said, at 10 years old, I'm taking my time to make sure that I'm dicing pork perfectly for a pork chili.
Nice.
You know, and stuff like that. So it's just been what I've done. And when I was not cooking in my adult life, I was not happy. So here I am now, still cooking and loving it.
So it really is who you are.
Yeah. It's, you know, you take all those personality tests and everything, I'm always an artisan. You know, and that's what they always say. I'm an artisan. And you should be a painter. I'm an artisan with my plates,
right.
You know. And
exactly.
I make thousands of people happy a week, you know, and it's wonderful.
That is, talk about gratifying and just job satisfaction and loving what you do. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking and tasting that love that you talked about. But on your trajectory, on your career path, Kevin, you know, you mentioned you worked for Zeman, and you mentioned, you know, the critical role that your mother played in inspiring this love for food. But are there any mentors? I mean, was there anybody, you know, when you're thinking about this is who I want to be like, this is who I look up to in the culinary world, is there anybody that occupies that space?
You know, Melissa Kelly at Primo was a wonderful chef.
Excellent, excellent.
I loved working for her. The chef de cuisine there was Matt Margolski, wonderful man there. Zeman, you know, he was my first chef. He was the first guy I looked up to when I worked. That was a wonderful thing. And even though back in the day, Ryan and I were having fun and rubbing elbows together, when we were together at the lodge, I still respected him and still gave him all the love in the world and learned a little bit from him, because he really blossomed well when he took off to New York and then came back. When he came back from New York, it was a different Ryan.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, we're so glad he's here. And he listens to the show all the time as well, too. So
he better not be listening right now. They better be serving some steaks right
now. Yeah, they better be there too. Now, is there one dish, and I don't know if it's the one we're about to feast on, but is there one dish on the Wildflower menu that you think sort of uniquely represents who Kevin Hance is, body, mind, spirit? What's the one go? If I want to be Kevin Hance for an evening, what's the dish that I'm going to be eating?
It is going to be the dish that
it's
we're going to
be sampling.
It's going
to be this
sampling.
One.
Yes.
Great. Nice. Let's talk about this dish now.
Let's talk about it. So this dish right here is the butternut squash agnolotti. With the dish here, we have a light lemon butter sauce, roasted butternut squash, roasted Brussels sprouts, bacon lardons, smoked almond. And then, you know, you can't get enough of the Brussels sprouts as it is. We're going to garnish it with crispy fried Brussels sprout leaves and some shaved Parmesan. It's
beautiful.
A wonderful thing. And when I think about it, you know, my whole career has been coming through seasonality, using what's seasonal, never forcing something. You know, if fava beans are in season, we're going to use it for the first 3 weeks that they're in season.
Right.
Because how long are they really in season?
Exactly.
Three or four weeks.
Right.
You know, and that's what we love to do here. And then it's just about keeping everything simple. You know, there's nothing overly hard about this dish whatsoever. Anybody at home can make this dish.
I don't believe you for a minute.
Well, yeah. You got a pasta roller. Hey,
right.
I'll tell you what, man. Next time I'm by the house, we'll get the pasta roller out.
Yeah. Now we got 10 million witnesses now that you're coming over to my house and you're going to knock out this dish.
We're going to do it.
You said that you take all the personality tests and they all say you're an artisan and people say you should be a painter. You should be an artist. You are a painter.
It is, right?
You are an artist. I mean, Tom,
food. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It tastes so good. I mean, the flavors all match.
The match is a great word. They all really play against each other very well.
Right.
Now, the appearance of a dish, I mean, is so critically important. And that's the artisanal craft as well.
Right.
Because, you know, on that line, even on a busy Friday night or a busy Saturday night, that dish looks like the way it does is if you're only cooking for me. And that's got to be a huge challenge, right?
You know, and the beautiful thing about what you just said right there is that I literally told my sous chef, hey, in 7 minutes, tell the pasta guy that I need an agnolotti, and he's going to have 4 minutes to make it, and that it's we're not going to – that's how it came out. He busted his butt to make it like that, and look how it came out. It came out like a piece of artwork.
And you're rolling all that out in-house. Everything is scratch-made, scratch kitchen, beautiful. There's a bounty of colors, and what I love about this dish, and I've only had one bite, but I experienced so many different textures
as well, right, Tom? Yeah.
So there was that crispiness from the fried Brussels. There was the beautiful tenderness and the sweetness from that butternut squash. The pasta was just that perfect. It had a little bit of a chew to it, which you want. You know, you want this soggy, you know, there was a tenderness, but it had a little bit of a tug on it. Just amazing.
And the sauce, you know, the lemon
sauce. You're making me want to eat this.
That
right
sauce.
Now.
Yeah, where's your fork?
Hey, grab a fork.
Yeah. Now, does this sauce come in a venti?
If you want, we can make you a nice little to-go cup of this sauce. No problem.
So this dish just screams fall.
It is. Is this not on the menu year round?
No, definitely not. We just put this on the menu a couple weeks ago, and it'll be on the menu until March or April, probably. And then we'll come out with, who knows, in March or April, maybe we'll come out with a corn agnolotti or something of that nature. Because, you know, it's summertime. March and April, we call it the spring menu, but it's summertime in Tucson.
Right. Agnolotti. I'm going to pronounce it. It's agnolotti.
Yeah, and actually, it depends on what part of Italy you're from. Now, agnolotti is a Piedmont region.
Mm.
And sometimes you say the G and sometimes you don't, just depending on where you're from in Italy. So agnolotti or agnolotti. You know,
see, look at that. We're getting a little lesson here.
Agnolotti.
Getting schooled by the chef in our dialect. So now you rotate the menu to some extent throughout the seasons. But are there dishes that are tried and true that will always be a part of that anchor? I mean, look, is there a dish here that if you were to rotate off of the menu that there would be an uprising among your guests outside?
Let me tell you, the scallop dish that's on the menu right now has been on the menu since before I was alive, probably. if we took that thing off the menu, people would never come here again.
Right. Now, you know, let me ask you, is that the one, is it served with a forbidden rice?
Forbidden black rice.
The black rice
the
and soy,
soy
butter.
Butter.
Yes. See, and I'm not even looking at the menu. It is stuck in my head. But you're right. I mean, that goes back to the very
beginning.
First days of Wildflower.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be one of your show-stopping dishes, right?
We sell easily on a Friday or Saturday night, we're selling 30 or 40 of them. So
nice.
The people eat it up. They love it. So
now your servers are always, so nice and friendly and accommodating, and they're always here to kind of help guide you to a particular cocktail or a glass of wine that really pull out the flavors there at the plate. And I mean, that's got to be like an intense training process. I mean, I don't know, but every time I come here, I get a sense that you take the pairing situation pretty darn seriously.
You know, that's not just here at Wildflower. That's at every Fox restaurant that you're going to go to. We really take time in the training. Now, in other restaurants that I've worked at, the training for the service staff might have just been, hey, this is the menu,
right,
and in 2 or 3 days, you're going to take your own tables. Here, you're working 6, 7, 8 shifts until you get it right. We're taking tests. We're having sit-downs with managers and chefs, making sure you know what you're talking about, because the last thing we want is someone going out there and just guessing at
right.
what they're doing.
Right.
No, we want them to be right, you know. And if it takes all that time, nurture, and money and all that stuff to do all that, that's what we're going to do.
So be it.
Yeah.
Because your customers have an expectation, and you deliver again and again. You have to leave them with magnificence.
Matt, I don't have customers. I have guests in my restaurant.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Anyway, we're talking to Chef Kevin Hantz. He's the executive chef. We are his guests. We are a member of the Hantz family, the Hantz household. Tell your family we're coming over for dinner tonight.
Hey, you know, Ethan would love to have you by. I hear he's at the computer right now. Listening to the show.
Right? I love it. Let's give away a Wildflower gift card. You know
Let's
what?
Let's do it.
Let's do a trivia question. The first person that sends us a note with the right answer is going to be a Chef Kevin Hantz guest. On him, you're going to get a Fox Restaurant gift card. You can come on here and use it at Wildflower. What would be a fun question to ask our listeners today?
You know, since we're featuring the Agnolotti, I think that a wonderful thing to have people talk about is, what does Agnolotti mean?
Oh,
you know,
great.
There's a literal meaning, and then there is a figurative meaning. And they're both very similar, and if you could just get right on into Matt and tell him what the answer is. I've told him, so that way he's very well aware.
I know what it is. Agnolotti, we want to know what that translates to. What does it mean? What does it stand for? If you think you know the answer, send me a note right now, onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about holiday dining and entertaining. We're going to be talking about ways to save a little money during the holidays with Kevin Hantz. Stick around, fellow foodies. We will be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you know how much Nancy and I love Jamie Sloan Wines. And we're inviting you, along with Jamie and Kim Sloan themselves, to join us on an exclusive wine river cruise down the majestic Rhone River next October. Together with Terry Ormland, independent travel consultant with Frosch Travel, our friends at AMA Waterways have thought of everything, and they'll see to it that we experience the best that the south of France has to offer. We'll taste premium wines from the regions of Beaujolais, Lyon, and Provence, personally tour some of the wineries that we've only dreamed about, and set out on excursions from truffle and olive farming to gourmet chocolate tastings. And foodies will surely relish the world-class cuisine that'll be prepared especially for us against the backdrop of the world capitals of gastronomy. Learn more by going to my website today, onthemenulive.com, and click on the cruise link to save $750 per person if you book by November the 30th. That's onthemenulive.com, and click on the cruise link. Or just call Terry Ormland today at 520-405-7862 and get ready for an experience that food and wine memories are made of.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell, Tom Alfonso, and Chef Kevin Hantz coming to you live from Wildflower. You know, we would not be able to come to you live at all, fellow foodies, were it not for the spirit and then the support and the encouragement of so many great organizations in this community. And I would be remiss if I did not thank them with all of my heart, my soul, my spirit. Our sponsors, Tucson Originals, Tucson Foodie, Tino's Pizza, Jerry's Cigars, Frosch Travel, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, And last but certainly not least, the man who started it all with
us,
Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil. Yes. Tom, I'm nothing without you, my friend.
There you go.
Nothing without
glad to help.
I tremble in your presence. You know, because we celebrate local.
Mm-hmm.
We celebrate the people, the places, the spirit. Small Business Saturday, again, is coming up. Go see Tom and Nancy Alfonso. Buy olive oil and balsamic for the Thanksgiving and the holiday tables. Do it and do it with great love and with great intention, because that's what Alfonso was all about.
We're all about local.
And you know what? We're approaching the holidays here, and Chef Kevin Hant, Wildflower, a great place to come for the holidays. We're going to talk in a second about your menus, but you've got a gift card sale going on right now. You can spend $100, buy $100 in gift cards, and you're going to get $20 gift card. Basically, it's a bonus for free.
That's exactly what it is. It's a bonus card. And you know what I tell people? You're going to come down here. You're going to have a good time. You're going to spend some money while you're here. You know, and your bill is up for four of you is $90. Why not buy that $100 gift card?
Right.
Throw the gift card on the bill. Take the $20 gift card for the next time you come. You know?
I love that.
That's, there you go.
I just paid you to come eat here. You
know? That's basically how it is. Or you know, or you think about going over to your friends or families for Thanksgiving. Bring them a housekeeping gift. What do they call that?
The hostess
gift.
Right.
You know, give them the. You might say, well, give them $100 and you keep the $20 for yourself. Yeah, give them the $20.
Give them the $20.
Keep the $100 for yourself. But you can come. You can do that online. I believe you can get the gift cards online.
Yes, you can get the gift cards online. But in our opinion, the best way to go is that face-to-face time.
Come
talk to us.
Yeah.
Come to the restaurant. We love to see people. We love to, even if that's all you're coming for, is just the gift card. We'd love to just interact with people and have a good time.
What do you guys got going on for the holidays?
Well, we're going to be doing a special menu for Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. But obviously, all Fox restaurants are closed on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day.
Right.
That's my two paid holidays of the year.
Because
you know?
Fox loves family.
Fox does love family.
Hashtag.
That's the only days you have off, too. Right?
For the New Year's menu and both the Christmas Eve menu, all we're doing, what we've done is we've noticed in the past, Christmas Eve in Tucson is a slow night for the restaurant business. For some reason, Wildflower is not. We are the busiest store in the company by far.
Wow.
And we are not the busiest store of the company any other day of the week. So this is a huge opportunity for us. And we started looking at it and we're like, well, how much money are these people spending on food? How much money? You know what? Let's simplify it. Let's make this menu together. We're going to take a couple dollars off that guest average and just really offer them something that they could have that would, one, expedite how we flow and how everything works, and not only that, really make you happy and not have to worry about how everything's going to be.
Beautiful.
You know?
Beautiful.
Nice. And, of course, we're going to do it again for New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve, as you know, and every restaurant's going to have some kind of set menu. Right. And we're going to definitely we're probably going to have one of the best ones, I think, in Tucson. So.
Oh, one of the best.
Do we know what it is?
Right.
Of course we know what it is.
what you're going to do a New Year's Eve menu. What can you – there are certain dishes that you have to have on a New Year's Eve menu, right? Or certain experiences or flavors.
So could you imagine what one of those would be? A filet mignon, right?
It has to be.
Yeah. So
it has to be.
For Christmas Eve, we're going to offer the prime rib.
Yes.
For New Year's Eve, we're going to offer the filet mignon.
Great. Celebrate the season.
Excellent. You know, and it's such a great setup of what we're going to have going on that night, and so easy to do. You can't combat it anywhere else, you know?
Now, I would imagine that Bubbles will play a prominent role here on New Year's Eve.
Of course. I mean, we're going to have our full bar open. We're going to be doing I believe Ricky was talking about doing some kind of champagne special. I'm not really sure exactly there because we haven't set that one in concrete yet.
Interesting. Okay, so you're going to be working really hard. A little sneak, a little sip of champagne on the line.
You know, I'm not going to delegate on the live air what we're going to do, but, you know.
So you guys are open for lunch and dinner here at Wildflower as well, too.
A lot
of people that I talk to, you're a dinner place. No, this is one of the great, I almost think it's one of the great business lunch environments because you can still have kind of a quiet conversation with a client or with a colleague, still have that great Wildflower experience. This is a great place for lunch as well.
And everybody has that hour lunch break. We will get you in and out.
Right.
You know, that's because that's what everybody's looking for. And let me tell you, that's go time for us. When during lunchtime from 11:45 to 1:15, its noses are grinding. We're balls to the wall busy. So, and we love it. You know, there's always room for more people to come in.
Right, what's the star of the show on the lunch menu?
You know, everybody loves our pastrami sandwich.
Of course.
It's so simple. It's so easy. It's on marble rye, Swiss cheese, sauerkraut. It's simple, it's easy, and everybody loves it.
Now, what's your philosophy on the shaving? I talked to some guys that really like to have a thin, sort of like a paper-thin shave on the pastrami. Some people like a little bit more of a chew, a little bit more density. Where does Chef Kevin Hant's pastrami line up on that spectrum?
It has to be thin enough to where it still holds itself together. If it's shaved too thin where you're getting holes, you need to just crank it up a little bit more.
How much meat are you putting on that bad boy?
That on the pastrami there, we're putting just under a half a pound.
Just under half a pound of meat. Does that come with its own crane?
We will help you eat it if that's what you need.
Very good.
And we definitely have plenty of boxes.
Chef Kevin Hant, executive chef here at Wildflower. Always so much fun having a great time lifting the glass with you, celebrating the role that food plays not only in your life, but here at the place that you call home, at the place you call work. Thank you so much to you and your team for just killing it again and again. Always so much fun to see you, brother.
Thank you, Matt.
And Tom Alfonso, the hour goes by so much faster when we're eating and drinking and having a great time.
Exactly.
Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Go see Tom and Nancy Alfonso. Shop early for the holidays.
Yes.
Get in on the last bit of the Southern Hemisphere before they switch over to North. Tom, always fun hanging out with you.
Thank you.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Tom Alfonso reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it is on the menu live. Cheers, fellow foodies. Come on down and see us at Wildflower.